extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome to A Call to Greatness with host, spiritual counselor, psychic, and energy management trainer, Victoria Post. In this hour, Victoria and her guest explore our individual and collective calls to greatness and support you in finding the courage and resources you need to follow through. Can you hear it? Your greatness is calling. Now here's your host, Victoria Post.
And welcome to this edition of A Call to Greatness. I am Victoria Post, and this hour promises to be dynamic and a very passion-filled hour. So as we begin this show, I would like to remind you that if you were not able to hear the previous show on the Spiritual Compass, I encourage you to go back and listen to that, and also to take advantage of the special offer that was in that show, which I'm extending through the month of August. So to find out what that special is, go into the Seventh Wave Network to the on-demand section and check out that show. Now, as for today, we are going to be looking at the topic of passion, how to ignite it, how to sustain it, how that's connected to your dreams, and how all of this is connected to your own greatness. And I'd like to begin with one very simple practice that I use a lot just to help you open to the topic of this show. What I would invite you to do is to just take a moment and take three slow, deep breaths. And as you take these deep breaths, I invite you to connect to some things, someone, people, creatures that you love. And as you inhale, as you breathe in, be inspired by that love. Let that love fill your own body. So breathing in, letting the love fill your body and your spirit. And as you exhale, letting that love then go out into the whole space that's around you, imagining that love will go where it's needed in the universe. Again, inhaling that love, letting it fill you first, and exhaling it, letting that love then go out into the space around you, into the universe. One more time, inhaling in that love, whatever it is, whoever it is, exhaling it into the space around you. So that as you listen to this show about passion, that you even listen with love, which is for me at least an expression of passion. So I welcome you to this show. I'd like to welcome my very special guest today, Marcia Weider, known to many of us as America's Dream Coach. And Marcia has over 20 years experience speaking and coaching. Marcia has taken her message of building dreams in many places. So she's been in China, she's been in the White House, she's been to the depths of her own soul and back. Marcia is very familiar with the business world. Marcia is also at home in the spiritual world. So she brings a wealth and abundance of knowledge and wisdom and information. And you can learn more about Marcia by checking out her website. It's a wonderful website at www.dreamcoach.com. You'll hear a great deal more about that during the show. But I'd like to first of all welcome you, Marcia.
Thank you, Vicki. Great to be here with you.
It's a pleasure to have you on this particular show. And I'd like you to begin by talking a little bit about your own journey and why you brought up the subject of passion when you and I were talking. Why is passion so important to you?
Well, let's see. The short version is, like many people, I had lost mine. I was living my life in Washington, D.C., in 15-minute increments, breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings, sort of always going and achieving and accomplishing. I certainly feel like I was achieving a lot, but in the process, I also was sacrificing a lot. I was tired, I was sick, I was drying up, and I had lost my passion. And, over a period of time, I have interviewed at least 1,000 people on this topic, worldwide, from every walk of life. And pretty consistently, the people who are the most, I guess they would describe themselves as the most satisfied or fulfilled in their lives, all talked about passion. Some people talked about it in their belly, you know, I'm passionate about those 49ers or something like that. You know, many talked about it in their heart, either in relationship to their children or a dream that they had or something important to them. But pretty consistently what I could see was the way to live a joyful, fulfilling life was basically to schedule, since we live so much from our calendars, to schedule more of what you love every day into your life. So I started really looking at how in business, passion and productivity went hand in hand, how in our own personal lives, connected to our passion, we had more energy and enthusiasm and aliveness. And the last thing I'll say about this is I had the privilege of interviewing Dr. Mehmet Oz, who wrote You, the Owner's Manual. And Dr. Oz is the head surgeon at New York University. And he confirmed for me that people with passion and dreams actually live longer, healthier lives. There's a medical term for it. It's called apoptosis. Apoptosis is when your brain believes you've outgrown your usefulness, which can happen when people get laid off. Certainly we see it dramatically when people retire, when people experience an empty nest, or when people stop dreaming. The brain sends a message to the body that it's no longer needed, and people start to mentally or physically self-destruct. So I'm a voice for passion because I know with passion we'll live longer, we'll be more fulfilled. At a personal level, I can certainly attest to that when I'm connected to my, you know, to my passion, I have more juice and more creativity.
Wow.
Long answer.
Wow. I'm still reeling from that. That there's actually a medical condition, that there's actually a medical term for what happens.
Dr. Oz told me that when someone comes to him in need of a heart transplant, he makes them convince him that they're worthy of the heart. It's amazing. He told me he's an easy sell as long as the person has a passion for living because he's unwilling to waste one single heart, and people with passion live longer, healthier lives than those of us that are just going through the motions.
So in my work, and I'm sure you've seen this in yours, there are an awful lot of people going through life who've settled for what they think might be good enough or all they can get, or a relationship that's kind of okay, or a job that's, well, it's paying the bills, that there seem to be an awful lot of people going through the motions of life. How do we get there?
Yeah, well, I want to say to people, and I know this firsthand, you don't have to abandon your entire life. You don't even necessarily need to abandon your life in order to connect to more passion. It's not necessarily about moving on to the next job, relationship, or city. You know, as you're so masterful at teaching, Vicki, it's really the inner work. Now, it really is truth, because one of the things that will give you more passion or suck the passion out of you is if you're out of integrity, especially with your own heart or soul. So if you're doing work that really, really is just killing you, you know, certainly you might want to seriously think about considering moving on. But I wanted to start out by saying it's not necessarily so. So one of the ways that I know to connect to passion is to connect to your purpose. When we feel that we're doing something that has more meaning, that we're making a contribution, that we're doing something of value to ourselves or for others or for our community or our country or world, you know, that's one of the things that tends to bring more passion. So I always say passion and purpose often go hand in hand. You know, the dream that I hear from people more than any other dream, especially as we get into our you know, 40s and beyond, is I want to know that my life matters, that I'm making a contribution, that I have a mission or a purpose. So one of the ways to connect to your passion is to live more on purpose. So how do we do that? One is you have to really start to explore what's unique and special about you. Two is you need to find a way to be of service with it. There's a beautiful word that's been reintroduced into the language, into our language. It was here, I think it was Latin, disappeared for a while and it's back. We hear it a lot in spiritual work. It's called entelechy. So E-N-T-E-L-E-C-H-Y. These will be the two biggest words that I use on the entire conversation. But entelechy, there's a lot of definitions for it. The one that I like, that's a working definition, is entelechy is inherent wisdom. It's almost like the DNA or the guiding principle. We could say it's the entelechy of an acorn to become an oak tree. So part of our work as human beings is to discover what our entelechy is. What's the unique seed that's been planted inside of you? You know, the gift that you have. And I've been looking at how, this is going to sound really technical, but you'll totally get it. Entelechy minus integrity equals apoptosis.
So oh, I love it.
Well, yeah, so what it basically means is knowing who I am, but turning my back on it, or having my life being so filled with putting out fires and dealing with issues that aren't in alignment with my soul, will have me age early and maybe die way too young. So entelechy minus integrity equals apoptosis. So the secret to what you're asking about is, you know, how do we reignite our passion? One way is to know who we are and to live in alignment with who we are, to be of service with our unique gifts. But there's another fun way. Can I just throw that out as well?
Go for it. Mm-hmm.
One of the great ways to find what you're passionate about is to go on what I call a passion quest. Now, you don't have to put the rest of your life on hold, but you do want to take a period of time. It could be a weekend, a week, a month. I've seen someone do it for a year, where you're basically consciously seeking and following what matters to you, what moves you, what turns you on, even what angers or frustrates you.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, a passion quest. As a matter of fact, I'm leading a retreat in Maui, and we're going to tell people later on in this interview how they can win a week in Maui.
Whoa.
But the whole Maui week is designed to be a passion quest, an opportunity to follow yourself. And I will teach people skills and tools for doing that, because often our purpose is inside of us, but we become so mired in reality and so busy living from our clocks and calendars that we don't even remember what it is. And many people have to discover their passion anew, because what you were passionate about before is no longer what you're passionate about now.
Yes, that's very, very interesting, and I want to talk a little more about discovering that passion anew, because I think this is so key in the world today. So stay with us as we finish up this break. We'll come back and we'll tell you a little bit more about how to win that free trip to Maui. So stay with us on A Call to Greatness. We will be right back.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
Thank you, and we are back on A Call to Greatness. I am here with Marcia Weider, America's Dream Coach, and we are looking at passion and dreams and how they are so important and such an integral part of your call to greatness. So when we stopped at the break, Marcia, we were talking about ways to reignite passion. And we had just explored the idea of the passion quest. And I'm wondering if you could talk a little more about it, because I think this is so key for so many people. How do you get it back? And I think a lot of people that I see look for external things to bring back the passion. Well, if the thing I do, if the project is going right, or if I find a new relationship, and they tend to look for external things like vacations, which are wonderful, but to be the source of the passion. So I want you to talk a little bit more about what you've seen happen as a result of people actually following through on a passion quest.
Sure. Let's see. There's so many stories. Let me just sort of pick one here for a second. I mean, the first thing I would say is knowing what you're passionate about allows you the luxury or the added benefit of being able to look for ways to express your passion. And let's see. Let me just think for a second. I switched phones here, and I can. We've got a little call waiting. That'll go away in a second. I apologize for that, Vicki. Anyway, what'll happen is I got a little thrown here by that.
That's quick. All right.
Excuse me. So it's like when you know what you're passionate about, whether your passion is about learning or teaching or being of service or taking risks or having more adventure or fun or love or beauty, it's almost, this is going to sound like such an overly simple metaphor, but I think it really states it. It's like you're walking around with a plug, looking for outlets to plug into to express your passion. So it's like the words "I'm bored" disappear. I mean, at a simple level, it's almost like, well, if I know that I'm really passionate about learning, you know, let me keep some language CDs in the car, because then at any moment, you know, when I'm stuck in traffic or I'm thinking too much or I'm frustrated, I can in a second connect back to what it is that I love. And it really is the practice of sort of, you know, remembering and, you know, and opening that I think can really be transformative. And I've seen people go further in life sometimes with passion and commitment than with skill, experience, and even gobs of money. There was a woman I know at 70 years old. You've heard me tell the story because I always talk about Bessie. I love her story. At 70 years old, she'd been an amateur photographer for 20 years. And she told me, she said, my dream is to be a world famous professional. That means get paid. World famous and professional photographer. And I said to her, this is a great dream. You know, I put on my dream coach hat, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, what's stopping you? She said, everyone in my life is telling me that I'm too old. And I said
wow.
to her, I said, that's nonsense. I said, what's a step you could take to demonstrate you're more committed to your dream than you are to their doubt? And I was with her, and it was an amazing thing. It's like people walk around in life with little pilot lights in their eyes for the
mm-hmm.
most part.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment somebody connects to something that they're passionate about, it's almost like dragon's breath comes out. Like she lit up. She goes, I know what I could do. I know what I could do. And all she had was a simple idea. She said, I've had this application sitting in my inbox for about a month for this Kodak competition. She said, I'm going to enter. I'm going to demonstrate to the people in my life, and more importantly to myself, that I'm not just talking about it. I'm actually doing something about it. Well, she took this beautiful photograph of a man playing a sousaphone with a reflection, the golden and red tones reflected back in the instrument. She sent it off to the Kodak competition along with 500,000 other people.
Mm-hmm.
She won first prize.
Whoa.
She won $10,000. She ran out. I love this. She ran out and got business cards printed. Look, I'm a professional. Her photograph toured around the world with the Journey into Imagination exhibit. She got the whole dream. And I asked her, I said, Bessie, what did you learn from that experience? And she looked me square in the eye and said, it's never too late to make a dream come true. And what I add to Bessie's wisdom is that until we get to the end of our life, and who knows when that would come, it could come at any moment, it'll definitely come too soon.
Yes.
But until we get to the end of our life and look back, we don't know whether or not something is realistic. And
right.
what most of us do is we kill off our dreams before we explore the possibility of making those dreams a reality. And when
mm-hmm.
we kill off our dreams,
mm-hmm.
we often also squelch our passion.
Yes. What do you say to people who have even lost touch with their dreams?
Oh, gosh. Well, first thing that I want to say to people is I'm going to tell them how they can get a free ebook from me on how to find their dreams and how to reignite their passion. And at the same time, if they want to, they can enter to win the Maui contest.
Wow,
so,
that's a lot.
So we're giving away 1 week at my Maui retreat, which is in November, and also airfare and 7 nights oceanfront at the Maui Prince. But the ebook people can get right now, and it will talk about how to ignite your passion and find your dreams. So simply go to dreamcoach.com/your dream. So that's www.dreamcoach.com/your dream. Y-O-U-R dream. And there's a little
singular dream.
Yeah, your dream. You know, and that will come to you right away, and that's something that might support you. I mean, where dreams come from surprises a lot of people. Where dreams come from is you make them up. Some of them are based on need to put food on the table, for example. Some of them are based on desire, your dream of living abroad or becoming a great chef or writing a book. But the dreams that come from your purpose, that are an expression of your passion, are by far the most profound. So standing in your purpose or your connected to your passion, the dreams that you'll make up or create for yourself are the most profound. And not all dreams need to be Mother Teresa save the world dreams. Your dream of spending more quality time with your family, your dream of growing your team or organization or starting your own business, your dream of being paid well for doing something that you love, these are all really wonderful dreams. But the difference between a dream and a fantasy, like winning the lottery, is that in a dream, certainly in the Dream Coach method that I teach, the dream, you can design a strategy or a plan for getting there. The problem is most of us go to strategy so quickly, and the realist in us wants to know where the time and money is coming from, that if we go to strategy too soon, we'll often compromise on the dream and with it squelch the passion. So the secret of this dreaming process is to hang out for a little while in the question of what do you want, and if time and money weren't big obstacles, what would you do? And if you truly believed in yourself, or that wonderful quote where Reverend Schuller said, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, and you ask, what else? What else would bring me greater passion and greater joy and more fulfillment and more happiness? You know, and then, you know, as we work on the dream, certainly the doubts and fears and obstacles come up, but there's, you know, there are ways to deal with that. And certainly we have to go to strategy. If we never take action, the dream remains a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But if we go to strategy too soon, we'll often compromise the dream and squelch the passion right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm. It's really a dance, isn't it, between the dream and the action, and the dream and the action.
And also the dream and the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Inside of us, we have a dreamer that says, yes, I can, that's often passionate and gung-ho. And then we also have this doubter part that's, you know, well, you know, you failed before, you'll fail again, or you're too old, or you're too young. And if we turn the doubter voice down, it becomes the realist. And the realist primarily wants to know what the plan is. But the number one way that we sabotage our dreams is we tend to compromise them way too early,
mm-hmm.
or we project our worst fears and nightmares into the dream, you know? And then people go, but I'm not passionate about this dream. And it's like, no, that's because you're terrified. You know? if people go to dreamcoach.com, to my website, www.dreamcoach.com, there's a lot of articles in there, and they can subscribe to my e-zine if they want to. But there's a lot of information on how to deal with the doubter and how to reignite your passion and how to take yourself on a passion quest. Because I've been teaching this work for over 20 years, and whether I'm in a corporation with executives and we're talking about visionary thinking, you know, or in an organization and we're talking about aligning the team to the mission or creating a mission, or working with individuals to just get in touch with what they want that will make them happier, the process is pretty consistent. We're simplifying it here, obviously, for time, but it is really simple. At one level, it's figure out what you want and do something about it. But for most of us, because we're so mired in reality, so busy living from our clocks and calendars, so focused on paying the bills and getting food on the table, for most of us, we don't know what our dreams are. We know what reality is, and we know what problems we need to solve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but given that people with passion and dreams live longer, healthier lives, I think it's a really important exploration for all of us to make.
Yes, and how do we actually find that place of permission to name what we want?
Yeah, I think we really do have to do the inner work. So I would say to people to keep listening to your show. And, you know, the inner work, that's the passion quest work, really is the inner work as well. I mean, there's a whole segment in the Dream Coach process on integrity. And integrity is a loaded word for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the way that we talk about it is really being in right relationship with yourself. So you can be in right relationship with others and with life. And one of the ways we go out of integrity with ourselves, and because of that we also diminish self-trust, is we tend to not keep our agreements with ourselves. Or at a really high level, we don't keep our agreements with God. You know,
yes.
So we can certainly talk more about that. At a soul level, what does it mean to really connect to your purpose, your mission, your dreams?
Absolutely. And that's a good discussion to continue when we come back for the break. Remember to check out getting that free ebook at www.dreamcoach.com/yourdream. And stay with us as we continue this wonderful discussion on A Call to Greatness.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to A Call to Greatness with me, Victoria Post, and my guest, Marcia Weider. And we are talking today about passion and dreams and connecting or reconnecting, whichever the case may be, with both. And we were laughing on the break. Marcia had mentioned in the last segment about the analogy of plugging into something, knowing your passion or purpose or having a dream, and then looking for a place to plug in. And I was imagining, I was in a hotel the other day, and I was looking for an outlet to plug in my cell phone charger. And it was quite a process, feeling around the walls. Is it up high? Is it down low? And I'm looking on this wall. Well, where else would I be if I were an outlet? And looking on another wall. And it was a real quest. And by the time I actually found it, it's like, ta-da! There it is. And I love that analogy. It was such a physical, graphic experience.
The passion of being plugged in.
Yes, of being plugged in. So thank you for that analogy. It was wonderful.
Sure.
I'd like to welcome Veronica. Veronica, welcome to A Call to Greatness.
Thank you.
How can we help today?
Well, I have a question about a little different angle of trying to reignite passion. I kind of feel like, you know, life sort of knocked me off my perch a couple years ago, and I'm trying to get back on it. Physical stuff, dealing with parents. I mean, I had plans for my first hour today, and I spent it, you know, sorting out my parents' Medicare policy, and now I'm trying to get back on track again. But my dream is related to getting a particular album produced and recorded, and the combination of physical things. And it's like I've been talking about it so long without being able to do anything about it that it's starting to feel stale. And yet I know when I really do connect with it in the right way, it's the right thing for me to be doing. I'm excited about it and I want to do it. But I'm trying to get past that. When you've made your passion go sort of stale, what do you do?
Vicki, you want me to jump in?
Go for it, Marcia.
And you said, I'm sorry, your first name is?
Veronica.
Veronica. Hi, Veronica. Thanks for calling in and sharing that. I really appreciate it. I am curious because I believe you said you used the words that I may be paraphrasing, that you haven't been able to do anything about it. So, I mean, are you in action on the dream? I guess that's an important question for me to ask you.
Are you in action?
Yeah, Veronica, can we still hear you or no? Oh, she hung up.
Something
okay,
happened.
Sorry about
okay,
that.
So
okay, well then I'm gonna respond as I imagine. Well, I definitely heard you talk about, you know, sort of the not doing something about it. And I know it sounds like for all of us there are obstacles that get in the way. Some of them are external obstacles dealing with family and loved ones and just everyday issues, and some of them are internal obstacles, which you know, Vicki and I started to talk about, such as doubts and fears and limiting beliefs. When I'm coaching someone on a dream, I'm always asking, what are you doing to move that dream forward? And I'm an advocate of looking for shortcuts, and the biggest shortcut that I know is to really find... Oh, good. Hi, Veronica. You know, it's really about finding resources. So, Veronica, are you there?
Yes.
Great. Are you in action on this dream?
Not as much as I would like to be. I have moments where I come back to it.
Yeah.
And moments when I get thrown so far off that I'm not, you know, my butt isn't sitting in that studio. My butt is talking about getting into the studio. And then I sort of get in, and then I get called away, and, you know, and I'm sure that somewhere in there is my answer.
Well, for many of us, that's the most painful place to be, to really have a dream in our heart that we want and not making it a priority in our life, you know. And there's all kinds of reasons for it. The biggest one, for me, what I see over and over again, the number one way that we sabotage our dreams is we project our fears and doubts into the dreams. So when I went to write my first book, people said to me, you know, do you know how hard it is to get published? And my response was, why would I want to know that? But it was almost like as soon as they planted the seed, I started going, but what if? What if I write the book and nobody actually publishes it? And that was so detrimental to my dream and to my passion.
Uh-huh.
So instead, I just had to find a place inside myself that believed in my dream because it mattered to me.
Right.
Not because there were any guarantees or assurances. You know, so if what matters to you is really getting this produced, then you just need to do whatever you need to get it produced. So the best thing I know is to find a coach. You can go to my website, dreamcoach.com. We have coaches that work with people who do what you want to do.
Okay.
Or you can find a friend to do it. But the whole idea is someone who will supportively hold you accountable, you know, every week or every day.
Well, I think you're right there.
You know, because it's so easy to say, yes, I'm going to do it, and then never do it. And I wanted to go back because this ties in with what we were talking about right before the break. In order to dream big dreams, in order to take risks and dream big dreams and act on those dreams, we have to trust ourselves. And one of the things that will erode self-trust is if we keep breaking our agreements with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's something that you really, really want and you feel called to do it, but you don't take action on it, that actually becomes poison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so better to every day say, okay, every day I'm going to do something small on my dream, even if it's just I'm going to prayer or meditate or sing in the shower. You know, but ideally, to accomplish a dream like you're talking about, it's not that involved and that complicated. Like, we put more energy into kind of the issues and obstacles. So if I were you, I would schedule a date to get into the studio. For me, that's often the stake in the ground, you know, and then do whatever I need to do to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's so funny because that's why I say the process for making your dreams come true, the method is easy.
Right.
You figure out what you want and go do it. But along the way, the fears, the obstacles, the limiting beliefs, the reality of life, other people's needs, all of that stuff can get in the way. But when a dream truly matters to you and you're passionate about it and you turn your back on it or you keep scheduling things into your life that keep you from doing what you truly want to do, it's self-sabotage.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I find is this notion of resources. You mentioned it, Marcia, and I thought, well, okay, what separates the big dreamers of the world from people who consider themselves ordinary and think they can't achieve a dream? And I see so many people decide they don't have the resources.
And I would describe a resource as everyone that you know,
yep,
and everyone that you don't know.
Yep.
Everyone is a potential resource, especially when you master the skill of being able to share your dream in a way that is powerful and inspires other people. That's
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I think sets apart amazing dreamers. Oh, I want to throw that out. We're running a contest where someone can win a coaching session with me. If you go to www.amazingdreamers.com, we want to hear your story. So if you're an amazing dreamer, and that doesn't mean that necessarily you've accomplished your dream, Veronica.
Uh-huh. You know, I was going to say, go for it, Veronica.
Right, you're an amazing dreamer if you're going for your dream. So www.amazingdreamers.com is a place where you can tell us your story, or anyone who's listening to this call, if there's someone in your life who is an amazing dreamer. It could be, you know, a single parent who's raising a family. It could be someone who started a nonprofit in the neighborhood. It could be someone who you live with or you work with. Please, please, we're looking for stories on amazingdreamers.com, and we're giving away all kinds of stuff. There's a landing page, and you can read more about it. But the whole idea is, you know, I surveyed people worldwide, and I asked them to name, you know, who they thought were amazing dreamers. And the number one person named was Oprah Winfrey. And Oprah is extraordinary. I've been on her show a few times. She's an amazing woman, but she's not the only one. And sometimes the most amazing dreamers are the people who you share your home or your cubicle with. So
mm-hmm.
we're looking
yeah.
for stories. And it's not the Mother Teresa stories. It's, wow.
This well, I have to tell you, I decided it was a great omen when you were telling your story earlier because, you know, when you get a new computer, you give it a name.
Yeah.
My computer's name is Betsy.
Perfect. I love that. Well, you know, I know that the world is filled with amazing dreamers. People,
yes.
you know, somebody who had the courage to make a career change. You know, somebody who, you know, maybe makes the world a little bit better by putting their free time towards something. And, mm-hmm. I mean, it was great. I got to ask Oprah Winfrey what her dream was. And she said, around her business, the show I was on was about empowering people to start their own companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to ask Oprah, and she said her dream was to create a company where people would come together, make a contribution, and then together they would give back to the world. You know, and that's what she's doing. You know, but it's funny, in the green room before we went on, she shared her passion with me. She said, oh, Marcia, she said, at an early age, I found out that people would pay me to talk, and I've been talking ever since. So also, if you go to amazingdreamers.com, there's also a couple of bonus gifts there. So share your dreams with us and
wow.
about yourself or for other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, thank you. I'll get off the phone and let other people talk and keep listening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And as part of your passion, Marcia,
yes.
Talk a little bit about the Dream Circle. Talk a little bit about your passion for creating a community of dreamers.
Oh, yeah. And certainly, again, if people go to dreamcoach.com, they can read about my Dream Circle. And I love that you're a member of it as well. And it's not Marcia's Dream Circle. The members call it my Dream Circle.
Ah.
So we have about 1,000 members from all over the world. This is our dream community. And pretty consistently, people are members because, I mean, they want to be on teleclasses with me and they want to receive the e-books. They want the content. But mostly, like me, they want a community, a place where they can go not only to learn how to make their own dreams come true, but also learn the tools and the skills for helping other people achieve their dreams. And it's only a few dollars for people to join, so it's a tremendous value. And what I love most about it is it's really been a place where I can continue to develop and share new content, but also where I get supported and challenged. You know, where people, they turn around and they use my own work on me. They say, are you more committed to your dream or your doubt? And what action are you going to take to show it? Because we know that so much of success, just like we were talking about with Veronica, who, by the way, Veronica, you are an amazing dreamer. Thank you for calling in and sharing your dream. Love that. You know, a place where people can share their dreams, where people can get celebrated, you know, and coached, but also a place where you can have a level of accountability. So if you want to, you can make a commitment to an action step that you're going to take on the dream, and we know that makes it more likely for the person to actually do it.
Yeah, that accountability factor is a big one.
But it has to be done in a way that's supportive.
Yes. Supportive accountability. There we go. So stay with us. We are not done. More to come right here on A Call to Greatness. And remember Marcia's website again, dreamcoach.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Can you stay present and centered even when everything around you is completely out of control? Can you find joy, meaning, and peace even when life seems to be falling apart? Can you love yourself even when your inner critic is right? The soul journey is filled with complexities that will take you from adversity to ecstasy through power and vulnerability, from magical moments of connection into deep states of loneliness, from life to death and back again. With all the twists and turns, it's no wonder that we all sometimes have to ask for directions. Victoria Post, licensed minister, clairvoyant, and spiritual counselor, can help you keep your spirit alive while surrendering to your soul's journey. Victoria's mastery is in her ability to communicate information and apply practical and powerful tools to all life situations. She has honed her natural skills through clairvoyant training and years of personal work with Temenos and the Naos Foundation School of Sacred Studies. Clients say she has a healing and calming presence, provides focus and great clarity, and gives them permission to be who they are and make their own choices in life. Victoria offers individual counseling sessions and conducts classes in voice dialogue and other energy work. Additional services include public speaking, officiating for weddings, and other rituals and ceremonies, voice coaching, and customized songs for special occasions. When you're looking for support and guidance provided with absolute integrity, whether you need to appreciate the place you've landed or find the next path to follow, call Victoria Post at 415-928-2711, extension 2, or visit her website, spiritalive.com. Victoria Post at spiritalive.com. Naturally compassionate, innately spiritual, real and down to earth.
Adding fractions is nothing.
For real?
Look, these are denominators. You multiply this one so that it's the same as that, then you add them up.
Man, that's easy.
Charles Bennett dreamed of returning to the old neighborhood as a teacher, but without money for college, only half of his dream came true. He's back in the old neighborhood.
Well, enough math. I gotta deliver these sandwiches.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A message from the UNCF and the Ad Council.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Welcome back to A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5794. Now back to the program. Here's Victoria.
And welcome back to A Call to Greatness. I am Victoria Post, and joined today by Marcia Weider, America's Dream Coach. It's not often that I hear a commercial that supports what's happening on the show, but the tail end of that last commercial talked about someone with a dream, but he didn't have the money. He didn't have the resource, so he's back in the old neighborhood. Marcia, could you talk to people about resources?
Yes. So if you want to become masterful at manifestation, you need to master the skill of what we often refer to as enrollment. Enrollment is different than selling. It's sharing your dream, your vision, your great ideas, whether it's with your team or with an advisory board or with a banker or with your mom. But sharing your dream in a way where other people are inspired to join you. And the core skill really is about being able to articulate your dream or vision with clarity so people get it, to express it with passion so people are excited about it, and then the skill of learning how to make specific requests and making it easy for people to say yes. People often say no when, A, you're either asking them for too much, or B, they're not sure what you're asking them for. And for many of us, you know, the thought of talking to strangers or being in front of a room is really quite frightening. And that's why I've put together a very special program called How to Become an Inspiring Speaker. And people can get more information about that by going to my website. Again, it's dreamcoach.com. And the whole idea is, you know whether you're somebody whose dream or mission or purpose is about inspiring people, like maybe you're a messenger, then obviously it's really critical that you learn the skills of how to stand in front of a room and actually inspire or move those people into action. But even if you're someone who's, you know, who's got a dream and you don't have the money or the other resources to accomplish it, your ability to be able to speak passionately and powerfully to anyone at any time is really the shortcut step. The number one way to experience greater shortcuts and ease and maybe even a little magic on any dream is to share your dream with other people. But most of us don't want to, or most of us don't know how to. So there are simple skills that people can learn to have more courage, more confidence. And mostly, you know, it's about connecting into your purpose or your mission, because from that place, you know, obviously you're more passionate, but you're also more credible.
Yes, I think that connecting place is so important. I've heard people talk to me about their dreams in this very hyped up, excited way, but there was no connection. I couldn't relate.
Well, the first step in enrollment is really about establishing rapport. And that's about, you have to be completely present for yourself and open and receptive to receive the other person who's with you. And you're not going on. I mean, I'll tell you the other steps in enrollment. First is establish rapport. Second is build value. Third is overcome objections. The way you overcome objections is you establish more rapport and you build more value.
Mm-hmm.
And step four is you secure an agreement, you know, whether it's to meet for a cup of coffee or to write a check. And, you know, it's so funny. Without rapport, nothing's going any further. But with rapport, you can go places you can't even imagine. I started to tell you when I wrote my first book, I thought, well, I'm just going to practice what I preach. I'm going to look around and ask everyone I know who's written a book to help me and introduce me to their publisher. And I knew two people at the time, you know, and both of them, this was quite some time ago, but both of them said to me, you're a first-time author, write the whole book, which for me was fine because it was easier than writing a proposal. I have a rule. I don't write proposals.
Right.
So I wrote the book, and both of them, you know, showed it to their publishers, and one of the publishers said, yes, we'll publish this book. So, you know, is it always that easy? No. Can it be? Yes. You know, we miss out on so many golden opportunities by not sharing our dreams with others. So I would say, I think one of the most critical skills to really develop and ultimately master is your ability to talk to anyone, anytime, any place about your dream, you know, in a way where you know, just share it from your heart. But you have to be able to open your mouth and talk about it. And there really are skills that people can develop. And then I'd say the second, and these are not necessarily in order, but the second skill that's really critical is self-trust. Making and keeping my agreements with myself, with, you know, and, you know, with others, of course, but primarily with myself. So people who have things on their to-do list, you know, or even their dream list, if they're on there forever and ever and ever, you know, better to either start it or to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have a maybe someday list. I don't have any problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's something that you're talking about forever and not doing anything about it, that erodes self-trust, which then, you know, lessens our ability to dream big dreams.
Yes. So it sounds like the most important thing is to do what's necessary to nurture and empower the passion, to nurture and empower the dream.
And the bottom line is you have to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's this dream. I'm leading a dream movement, and I call it a dream movement because it's not enough for people to be thinking about their dreams or even just talking about them. You need to do something about it. So when you take that first step to demonstrate you're more committed to your dream than you are to any doubt, fear, or current reality, everything changes. A, you're now in action on the dream. B, you're standing in a new place, metaphorically and literally. C, you see the world with new eyes, new perspective. You're in a different place. you know, and finally, new resources are available to you that weren't available to you when you were in the, gee, maybe someday, thinking about it phase. So taking this step forward, demonstrating that you're committed to your dream, that's really profound.
Yes. So once again, people can reach you at your website, dreamcoach.com. Go over the, let's see, we've
all
got a number of options.
Yeah, we're doing all kinds of little goodies for your folks here. So if you go to dreamcoach.com and you subscribe to the e-zine, you'll get a free book called Dream Moments. It's a simple little sweet book, kind of a you know, one-page thing. If you go to dreamcoach.com/yourdream, you'll get a different ebook that's really about helping you find your dream, ignite your passion, and you can use it at the same time to enter into the Maui contest to win a week in Maui. If you're interested in learning about the How to Become an Inspiring Speaker workshop, just go to dreamcoach.com. You'll see that on my website, as well as How to Become a Certified Dream Coach. If you're interested in helping other people find and achieve their dreams, ignite their passion, find their purpose, and overcome fears and doubts, maybe your part of your calling is to become a dream coach. So just last week, I certified 50 new dream coaches from all over the world. I lead the program twice a year. And if people want to do it with me, they should do it soon, because we're actually starting a Train the Trainers program. So soon there'll be other people leading that program.
Wow. So there is a lot happening. Passion can take us all a long, long way, especially passion that is nurtured. Any last thoughts that you would like to leave with folks who are listening?
I would say it's never been a more important time to dream. We could look at the world and things look like they've gotten a little crazy and they're out of control, you know, between terrorists and global warming. And I mean, I don't even watch the news that much anymore. But I would say this, it's never been a more important time to dream. I mean, without our dreams, all we have is reality.
Yeah.
And although reality is not a bad thing, you have to know where you are in order to design a strategy for where you want to go. The question I would pose is this. What has being realistic cost you? If you're overly realistic, it can cost you your passion and dreams. It can cost you your heart and soul, and at one level, it can even cost you your life. So my hope and prayer is that for everyone listening, whether it's personal or professional, whether it's for your family, your community, or for yourself, I hope you'll carve a little time out for what I call dream time, a little time to really stop and reflect on who am I? What is it that really matters to me, and what am I willing to do about it?
What is it that matters to me, and what am I willing to do about it?
Exactly.
That's a wonderful question to contemplate. It's a wonderful question to work with as you go through the week. I wish you all great courage. And I really, really, really was thinking about this notion of self-trust is something that you build. It's not automatic. Most people say, well, when I trust myself, I will, you know, so.
That's right.
Begin that process of building that self-trust, and I encourage all of you to go to Marcia's website, dreamcoach.com, go to amazingdreamers.com and tell your story. You may get in touch with your dreams that way. So, I want to thank you, Marcia, for joining us this week on A Call to Greatness. It's been very empowering and very necessary. And I want to encourage all of you to join me again next week when we look at positive psychology, not positive thinking, positive psychology with my guest, Andrea Gigline. For now, have a passion-filled, dream-filled week. And live your greatness on purpose. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to A Call to Greatness. To contact Victoria, visit spiritalive.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another profound hour on A Call to Greatness with Victoria Post.